The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. South Koreans are worried about the economic impact of a potential U.S. troop withdrawal ahead of denuclearization talks between North Korea and the United States. Camp Humphreys, just 60 kilometers south of Seoul, is the U.S.'s largest overseas military base with 32,000 people. Business owners there worry that if a peace treaty is signed between the two countries, North Korea will raise objections to the presence of U.S. forces in the south. Choi Eun-hee is the owner of a local kebab restaurant.
The U.S. military presence here is of paramount importance. At least 80% of the customers are U.S. troops.
Wednesday's summit in Hanoi is the second major attempt by U.S. President Donald Trump to denuclearize the peninsula. But North Korea has not taken any steps towards nuclear disarmament, and the U.S. hasn't eased economic sanctions against the country. At Camp Humphreys, people worry Trump might trade away the presence of U.S. troops in the Far East for concessions by Kim on nuclear weapons. Sungwoo Seok is the owner of a local nail salon.
If the U.S. troops withdraw, it'll turn the entire Humphreys neighborhood into a ghetto.
Trump has said that reducing U.S. forces in South Korea is not one of the things on the table at the upcoming summit, but he often complains about the cost of leaving those troops on the peninsula. South Korean business owners operating in Vietnam are hoping the upcoming Trump-Kim summit could lead to a breakthrough and allow them to go to the north where labor is cheaper. Choi Dong-jin is the president of the garment maker DMF.
When it comes to manufacturing, there was no place better than Kaesong because we could go in and make things in a day.
Over 100 South Korean companies were ordered to leave North Korea after relations soured between the two countries in 2016. Many of those companies moved to Vietnam or Cambodia to survive, but are still struggling to stay profitable. They hope the upcoming summit will end sanctions on the North and bring the Kaesong complex in North Korea back to life. Kim Seo-jin is the managing director of the Corporate Association of the Kaesong Industrial Complex.
The deficits are piling up. That's why we want to get into the North as soon as possible to get rid of them.
At its height, the Kaesong plant employed about 55,000 North Koreans in South Korean-owned factories and generated around $100 million a year in currency for North Korea. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.